Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Bruchem HaMa'azinim. This shiur will be Ezez Hashem be Meseches Chulin Daf Nun. And we're going to start with the Gemara that Be'etzem begins on the bottom of Daf Mem Tesam and Beis, that there's a machlekes between the Bnei Eretz Yisrael and the Bnei Bavel, whether or not you can eat the Chalev Sha'al Gabi Akeva. The Bnei of Bavel were Machmir, and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael were Mekel. The beer on this Machlekes, the Gemara is Masber in two ways. And we have to be Makdim, this that we know, that there's a Machlekes brought down on Mem Tesam and Beis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, whether or not the definition of Chalev Tomei is Krum Veniklaf, that alone is already Chalev Tomei, that's Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, or, like Shitas Rabbi Kiva is, that you need it to be Taisiv Krum Veniklaf. Now, in the Keva, there are two Chalavim. There's the Chalev de Akashta and the Chalev de Ayisra. The Keva is shaped in a curve. The Chalev de Akashta is the Chalev that's on the Keshes on the outside. And the Chalev de Ayisra is the Chalev that's on the inside. Now, the Chalev de Akashta is Be'emes Taisiv Krum Veniklaf. Besides for a line in the middle, that's Mechuber and Aduk to the Keva. Whereas the Chalev de Ayisra is not Taisiv at all. The entire thing is Krum Veniklaf. Now, to be Masber, the Machlekes between the Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Bavel, the Gemara brings down the following two deyas. The first lashon is that Be'emes, the Chalev da Akashta, Lekuli Alma Vade that it's Chalev. Because that has a Chashivas of Taisiv Krum Veniklaf, which is Chalev Tomei Bein Lefira Bishmal Bein Lefira Bekiva. And the fact that it's Mechubra Be'emsa, that does not take away from its Iker Shem Taisiv. The Machlekes between the Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Bavel, that took place in regards to Chalev da Yisra. And their machlekes is if we pasken like Rabbi Shmuel or Fira Rabbi Kiva. Lefida b'nei Bavel, their machmer like Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, and Krum v'Niklaf alone makes it to be considered Chalev Tamei, whereas the b'nei Eretz Yisrael were Meiko like Shitas Rabbi Kiva because it's not Taisiv. That's the first lashon of the Gemara. The Ikad Amri of the Gemara says the opposite. That be'emes, everybody holds like Shitas Rabbi Kiva, and therefore the Chalev da Yisra is Vade Kosher, because that's not Taisiv at all. The machlekes between the Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Bavel is whether or not the Chalev da Akashta can be considered Taisiv Krum Veniklaf or not. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael were Mekel, and they held that being that it's Mechubra Be'emtza, therefore it has a Chashivis of Aduk, and it has a Din of Chalev Tahar. Whereas the Bnei Bavel, they were Machmir, and they held that the fact that it's Mechubra Be'emtza does not take away from its Iker Shem Taisiv, because Reiv of it on all the sides is Taisiv Krum Veniklaf, and therefore qualifies to be considered Chalev Tamei. That's the Bi'ur HaMachlekes according to the second Lashon. Now, B'toich Divrei HaGemara it's Mavur, that this Machlekes is Negeah to two Inyanim. One is the Gabi Hechsher Achila, and the other one is the Gabi if it could be Soisim and Nekev in the Keva. And that's Alpishitas Rav brought down earlier in Daf Mem Tesam and Beis, that he holds the Chalev Tahar is Soisim, and Chalev Tamei is not Soisim. Adkan Divrei HaGemara B'Ktzara. Now, the Gemara earlier on the Mem Tesam and Beis says the Pshat and Shitas Rav is because Chalev Tahar is Mahadik Tuva, therefore it plugs up the hole properly, whereas Chalev Tomei is not Mahadik and does not plug up the hole. Now, we mentioned in the Shir and Daf Mem Tes a major Yisaitistik of Machlekes Rishayim, how to understand this Gemara. The Shita of Rashi and Taisus is that being that the Hagdara, the difference between Chalev Tahar and Chalev Tomei is that Chalev Tomei is Krum v'niklaf, or Taisiv Krum v'niklaf, depending if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva, whereas Chalev Tahar is Aduk to the actual Aver, that's the definition of why it's Mahadik Tuva, and it stuffs up the hole properly. Whereas according to the Shitas HaRambam, it has to do with the Etzem material of Chalev Tahar and Chalev Tamei. And the Rambam says that Chalev Tahar is Rach, whereas Chalev Tamei is Kasha. And therefore, Chalev Tamei does not plug up the hole, because a Dover Kasha does not attach itself well to a davar rach. Ad kan shitas harambam in hilchas shchita perek vav alacha yud al pi the beer of the kesef mishnah. Now in our sugya it's sarach beer tuva. Bein lefi shitas rashi v'taisvis ubein lefi shitas harambam, because this that chalev tahar is saisim and chalev tami is not saisim doesn't really have to do with the isra achila or the heter achila per se. It's just a simin as to a certain mitzius which takes place in the chalev, which allows it to be soisim or not to be soisim. The Firashi v'taisvis, it's the metzias of it being attached to the keva, whereas according to the Rambam, it's the metzias of it being soft. But the actual heter achila or isra achila doesn't actually play a role. Uchamavur in the sugya of Memtesam Abeis, that's why the chaylev of a chaya, even though it's mutter to eat, still is not going to be soisim because it has the same metzias be'etzem as chaylev tamei. Now, lefi that, be'emes, our sugya is tzorach bi'irtuva. Because in our Gemara, it's mavur, that whether or not we hold the chaylev ayisra, which is krum v'niklaf v'nat taisev krum v'niklaf, whether we hold that soisim a whole or not, is going to be mitli toloi if you hold like shitas Rabbi Shmuel or shitas Rabbi Kiva. Because the chaylev ayisra is krum v'niklaf v'nat taisev krum v'niklaf. So if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel that it has a din of chaylev tamei, it's not going to be soisim. And if you hold like Rabbi Kiva that it has a din of chaylev tar, it's going to be soisim. But that's sarach bi'er tuva. Because this machlaikis as to whether or not you need krum v'niklaf or taisev krum v'niklaf, that's learned from a pasuk k'mavur in the Gemara on the Femtesim with Beis, that we shteltsu all chalavim to the chaylev amachase esakerev, and they argue, how much do we shteltsu to chaylev amachase esakerev? Do you just need the criteria of krum v'niklaf, or do you need the third tanai as well, that it should be taisev krum v'niklaf? But that's a machlaikis and hilchas drushes legabi isra v'heter. How can we possibly shtel that too to the metzias of it being soisim as anekev and say that lefi Rabbi Shmuel it won't be soisim as anekev and lefi Rabbi Kiva it will be? So the emes is that lefi shitas Rashi v'taisvis we could possibly be matchik to answer this question and say that being that the ikar hagdara as to what's considered chaylev tamei is something that's not mehudik to the basar. So if you see that lefi shitas Rabbi Kiva this is still considered mehudik, therefore, we will assume that Ladasa Torah, it's also considered Mahudik and will be a proper Stima Sanekev. Whereas the Fira Bishmal, that it's not considered Mahudik and it has the status of Chaylev Tamei. So obviously, the Torah does not consider this to be a Hiduk, and so too, Lagabi de Metzias will be toilet in that and will say that it will not be Saisim as Hanekev. However, that only explains how the Gemara could be toilet, the Machlaikis, the Bnei Tisol, Bnei Bavel, in the Machlekes of Shmuel of Rabbi Kiva, in regards to the Chaylev da Ayisra. But in the second Lashon of the Gemara, where the Gemara is titled the Machlekes of Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Bavel, that they're both talking about the Chaylev da Kashta, and they both be'emes agree to Shitas Rabbi Kiva that you need Taisiv Krum v'Niklav, and their Machlekes is whether or not the Chaylev da Kashta, which is primarily Taisiv Krum v'Niklav, nevertheless is going to be Mutter, the Vishitas Bnei Yisrael, because of the chelik in the middle, which is mechuber to the keva. Now that svara only applies to Gabi Isser v'heter. We can say, although most of the chelik is taisiv krum v'niklaf, because there's a place in the middle with which it's attached to the keva, that has a din and a status of chelik which is mehudik and chelik which is chelik tar, not chelik tamei. But in regards to the metzias of it being saisa mesanekev, lemaisa, the metzias is that the chelik on top of the hole is only taisiv. That chelik of the chelev, which covers over the hole and attempts to be soisim the hole, is toisiv krum v'niklaf, which doesn't have the metzias of it being soisim as a nekev. So how can we possibly say that because it's mutter b'achila, therefore it's going to be soisim as a nekev? It doesn't have the metzias of being soisim as a nekev b'chlal. V'tzarech ion gadol. So in Shitas Rashi v'taisvis, there's a meridik line from the Karen Eir in Arasugya. And he says, v'zel l'shainai, Mehad the asra tayra chalav meilu shma mina de ein adukin bebasar v'yesh lohem shem b'fnei atzmam ad kan devarav. So we'll attempt to be masber. What does he mean when he says v'yesh lohem shem b'fnei atzmam? Why does that make a difference in regards to being soisim as hanekev or not? And lechayre, this has to do with a chiddush that we mentioned earlier in the shir to daf memches. We said what would be if there's an aver that has a nekev, which renders it a treifa, but nevertheless, that nekev is protected because of an outside source. Will that still have a shem treifa or not? And we said the chayre would still have a shem treifa. Being that it's chal a shem treifa in the animal, this aver has a nekev, and it's considered nikva akeva, nikva areya, or any of the other treifas because of nekuva. The fact that it happens to be b'metzias protected because of an outside reason is not going to take away the Shem Treifa, and it's still going to be Aser. The only way that a Nekev can become Mutter is only if it's considered a Stima Sanekev, as if there's no nekevir anymore. So the fact that we say that the chalev has to be mehudik is not just because if the chalev is not mehudik, so it's not protected, and the nekev is going to make it a treifa einachayev. Because even if we were to say that it does protect it, and it does not have the chayli of the treifas, but because it's not considered a stimas anekev, if it's not mehudik, so the nekev still exists, and it's just an outside thing which is protecting it, therefore it's going to be a treifa. Only if it's mehudik, and it'll be considered a stimas anekev, as if the nekev is not there, so it's batul the shem, nikva hareya, or nikva hakeva. L'chayre, that's the beer of divrei HaKaron Ayir Narasugya. If you have chaylev which has a shem bifnei atzmai, that means to say that could be that the metzius still is that it's going to protect the nekev. But if it's a davar nifrad, it's a different thing. It's a shem bifnei atzmai. That makes that the keva still be'etzem has a nekev mitzad atzmai. There's only something else, a side chaylev, which is a shem bifnei atzmai, which makes that it should be protected. That's not going to make it ois treifa. Only if it has a din of chaylev tohar, and it's considered a chelik of the aver of the keva, so now that chelav actually makes a stima in the nekev ba'ifin, that it's as if the nekev doesn't exist, therefore, it's not going to have a status of a treifa. Memel, we can understand that be'emes, the machlekes between the B'nai Eretz Yisrael and B'nai Bavel, is really not a machlekes in metzius. It's really a machlekes in din, whether or not this has a shem chelav tami or shem chelav tar. The reason why we may consider this chelav tar, according to the Shita of the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, is because being that it's Mechubra Be'emtza, it doesn't have a Shem of a Dover B'fnei Atzmai. If it doesn't have a Shem of a Dover B'fnei Atzmai, comes out, it's a Stima Ma'al Yisa, the Nekev is Nistam Minehu Be'i, therefore it's going to be Tar. Whereas according to the Shita of B'nai Bavel, being that it's not considered a Chelik of the Keva, it's considered a Shem B'fnei Atzmai, like the Karan Ayur says, turns out that what's protecting the keva is a side thing, an external protection. That's not going to make it that it's nistam hanekev, that there's no nekev. That's a nekev plus a protection. Therefore, it's not going to be a kosher stima, and it's going to be asur. Ad kan l'chayre, the yisoid gadol to be mazber, the shitas rashi v'taisvis, al pi the karanayra in our sugya. Now, this only works for shitas rashi v'taisvis. But if the shita of the Rambam is still shver, because he learns that the ikra criteria as to whether it's seisim or not has nothing to do with whether it's considered a shem b'fnei atzmai or not. He learns that it's tali in the metzias whether or not it's rach or kasha. L'chayre, that's stam a metzias de kashayla. And that avada should have no shaychis to whether or not it has a din of chelev tame or tar, as to whether it's considered krum v'niklav or tais of krum v'niklav, or whether it's considered that the chibur be'emtza makes that it's a davar b'fnei atzmai or not. If it's kashe, it won't be seisim. If it's rach, it will be seisim. How can that shaila possibly mitli tali in the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva and the machlekes between B'nai Eretz Yisrael and B'nai Bavel as to whether or not it has a din of chelev tamei or chelev tahar? So the emes is that Rabbi Kiva Eger is already ma'ir on the shitas Rambam in Arasugya, and he says two tirutzim. We're going to mention one of them, and it's a ma'ir de kechidish. Zokt Rabbi Kiva Eger was neskabel ba'halacha l'maisha mesinai the din of Rav, that chelev tahar is seisim, chelev tamei is not seisim. Being that that's what the halacha l'maisha mesinai says, turns out that if we can consider something chelev tahar, be'achreach, the Torah considers that as a good stima, because that's the klal, chelev tahar is seisim. And if we're going to consider it chelev tamei, be'achreach, it's not included in the din stima of the halacha l'maisha mesinai, and it must be considered kasha. Therefore, whether or not this is considered rach or kosher, the feed the sheet of the Rambam, will be proven to us based on the klal of the Lachal Meshem Sinai as to whether we consider this chelev tahar or chelev tameh. Ad kan, the two biurim in Arasugya, how to be toile, the nidin of whether it's going to be seisim or not, in the nidin whether it's chelev tahar or chelev tameh. And now let's go on to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down the inyan of Babmi Makim Karev, an avel that didn't originally hear about the death of a karev, but he came mimakim karev to the rest of the avelim. So the halacha is he's meina imahem, and the machlekes is between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon if it's only if he comes to the other avelim teich 3 days, or even if he comes b'yayim ashvi. And the Gemara says we paskin like Reb Shimon. Now, what's the definition of makim karev? So Rashi and the other Rishonim bring down that it means within a mahalach of yayim echad. Taisus and Masechta Ma'id Katan, Daf Kafal from Abayis, brings down B'Shem de Bahag, that's the shear of 10 parsoyas, which is the mahalach of one day. Ba'ayin B'Shulchan Aruch Yeridea Simon Shin Ayin Hei, that the Paiskim speak about if Bizmanenu, the shear of 10 parsoyas is still relevant or not. Mitzad Echad, people got weaker and they don't walk that much per day. But Mitzad Sheni, since the advent of the Mesilas HaBarzel, which is the train, Ba'ames, you could go farther within a day. And of course, the Paiske Zmanenu are Mayrich even more since the advent of planes. Ve'ein Kanamokim Laharich in this Inyan. But we have to understand, what's the Yisayit of the Maila of the fact that he was Mokim Karev, that enables him to be Mayna Imahim? So, the Pirush HaMiyuchas L'Rashi, Masechta Ma'id Katan Daf Kafal from Beis, he says as follows, B'divir HaMaschel Mayna Imahim, Zot Rashi Mayna Imahim Im Ha'avelim Shabu Eisei Mokim, because he was in a place where he can get there within the Tchilas HaAvelus, which is the first day of the HaAvelus, we're machshavit as if he actually came. So you see from Rashi that being in the Tchilas HaAvelus, he was in a place where technically he could have come, and we see that Lemaisi he did come at the end. These two things work together, that he's nigrar acharei sharo avelim, and memela he's moina imahim. Adkan the pirish of Hamayuchas L'Rashi over there in Moed Katan. However, the Rosh over there in Simon Lamed Ches brings down B'Shem the Ravid, that's not necessarily true, that he's able to come betchilas avelis. Because what will be if they're kaver the mace right before Shkia? So he can't come betchilas avelis, he can't make it anymore on that day. Memela zok the Ravid, the pshat is, that Be'emes, the shear of Yom Echad is, because just in case, they're actually kaver the mace before Shkia. So we have the entire next day for a shliach to come from the Avelim to this Karev to be Maidiyahim about the Avelis. And then you have the third day for this Avel to come and be Mitzdarf with the rest of the Avelim. And he'll arrive there before the end of the third day. So altogether it comes out that he's Roy to come and be Mitzdarf with the Avelim within the first 3 days of the Avelis. Being the first 3 days of the Avelis, that's the Iker Taik of the Avelis. So as long as he's right to come and to be mitzvah with him within the first 3 days, and besides, he does actually come, Lefi the Tanakami, he actually arrives within the first 3 days, and Lefi Reb Shimon, at least he arrives B'yayim HaShvi, therefore he's mitzvah with the Shara Avelim, and he's Mayne Imahim. Now, the Ritva over there, in Ma'id Kodim Daf Kaf Alef, he asks that Lefi Rashi, and Lefi the Rif, who's also mashma like Rashi, what's going to happen if Be'emes, they're kaver him before Shkia? Are we going to say that in that situation, he's not Roy Lovi B'Tchilas HaAvelos, and Rashi is going to hold that he's not Mayne Imayin? Zog the Ritva, Avadanisht, once the Chachamim made a shear of one day, so it's Leinosnu Dvareim L'Shiurim, and they weren't Machalik, and in all situations, as long as he's within a Mahalik of Yom Echad, he's Mayne Imayin. So Hayotze, what we have is, that Bain Rashi and Bain the Ravid, they both hold of the Ikar Lamdis, that the Maila of Makam Karev is that he's Roy Lovei Aleihem, and then he actually comes at a certain point. And these two things work together, that he's Mitzdarif and he's Nigrar Achar Shara Avelim. The difference between them just is that Mitzad Echad, the Ravid is Machmir, and he needs that it should actually be that he's Roy to come in a practical life in. We need to take into account that maybe he's going to be Nikvar Lefnei Shkia. We also need to take into account that we need a day for a shliach to come to be Maidia him wherever he is, and a day for him to come back. So he's machmer that you need that it's Roy Lovei Befayel Mamish. Whereas if Rashi, as long as Be'etzim it's Roy Lovei, that's enough. Even though Be'emes we're not taking into account Bechlau that we need a day for a shliach to come to be Maidia him. Nevertheless, the fact that he's in a place which essentially Be'etzim is Roy to come within the first day of the Avelus, the Loch is going to be that it's Chashvina Lei Kamanda Osa, and that's enough to create the tziruf. That's one machlekes between Ravid and Rashi. And another machlekes we have is that Rashi is more machmer than the Ravid. Rashi holds that in order to be mitzdarif with them, he needs that he's roi lovei betchilas avelis in the first day of the avelis, the zman of the chalois of the avelis. Whereas according to Ravid, it's enough as long as he could come within the first 3 days, which is the ikar take of the avelis. That's enough to create a tziruf. So adkan these two pirushim, which be'etzem are going b'kane echad, just they argue in specific details. The Pirush HaMechudesh in the sugya is Rashi in our sugya in Masechta Chulin Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Rashi b'divrei Maschil b'mi Mokim Karev says Vizela Shainai, Im Loyaya Echod Mina Avelim Babayas, Vahaya Bamakim Karev, Vitaych Mahalachim Echod, Zakrashi, Viroi Hula Das Baybayayim, he could find out Baybayayim, Lechayri means because a Shliach could come from the Shara Avelim to be my Deahim, Afa Pishalo Yoda, Chal Avelis Olav, even though he doesn't know, the Avelis is Chal on him. Ubilvad, Shiyavi Vitaych Shleisha Yamim. As long as he makes it and he's mitzvah for the rest of the Avelim, that's the sheet of the Tanakama, and the fear of Shimon on the seventh day. And Rashi fears Ois, Umayna Avelusai, he is Mayna, his personal Avelus, Miyayim Rishain. Adkan Lashain Rashi. So Hamavur from this Rashi is that he has a very different understanding in the Lumdus of Makam Karev than the Hamayuchas L'Rashi in Mayit Katan and the Pirish Arrived over there. Rashi and the Raivin Mayit Katan, they explain that the Ikar Nakuda of Makam Karev is so that he should be Nigrar and Batal and Mitztarev to the Shara of Elam. Mashenkin Rashi Beyos holds that the Ikar Nakuda is that we have to make that this specific Avel is able to start his Avelus Miyayim Rishon. What enables us for him to start his Avelus Miyayim Rishon is two Nakudas. First of all, that he is in a place where it's right for him to actually know about the Avelus. So then it could be Chal Avilusa Miyayim Rishon. And secondly, as long as Besoif, he's bought Teich Shleisha Yamim Lefi the Tanakama, or Shiva according to Reb Shimon, that facilitates and enables for his personal Avelus to be Chal Mafreya from the Zman that it's right for him to know. But it can't just be that he's Memela Batal Klapi the Shara Avelim. This is just in order to make that Hu Atzmai can have that it's Chal Avilusa Miyayim Rishon. This is a Maridik Alumdus in the Rashi and Arasugya. And it comes out that Be'emes, these Rishonim are arguing in the Ikar Yisayit of what does it mean, Mayna Imahin. The Miyuchas L'Rashi and the Raivin Mayit Katan, they hold that the Ikar Nakuda is that he's Mayna Imahin, he becomes Batal and Nigrar, Achar Shar Ha'Avelim. Masha'enkin Rashi and Arasugya holds that Mayna Imahin is just a Tanai, and that enables him to have a personal Avelis Miyayim Rishon. But Mayna Imahim is not the Ikar Nakuda. Adkan this Machlekes Rishonim, how to understand the Inyan of Bami Makim Karev. And now let's go on to the next Inyan. The Gemara brings down the Inyan of Makifim Bivnei Me'ayim. And so too, Makifim Berea. If you find a hole and you're not sure if it was Nikev Lefnei Ashchita or La'achar Shchita, so you make another hole. If it's Doime, you say that it's kosher, like Rashi says, Biyadua Shalachar Shchitei. And if it's not Doime, we will Aser. Now, Rashi, B'divir Maschel, Mekifim Berea, tells us, Heicha Deleka Lemitli B'tavcha. Rashi is referring to Gemara earlier on Daf Memches Amud Aleph, which says that if you find a hole in a place where it's Mimash Meshayada D'tavcha, there we can always assume that it happened L'achar Ashchita as the Tabach is putting inside his hands. So Rashi is telling us that in a case where you have a tliya, we don't have to be makif. It's only in a case where we don't have a tliya that we have to be makif and we're going to aser if it's not daima. The other Rishonim tell us this as well. And they also shell to the Gemara earlier on Daf Memches and on Daf Tes, that if it's bazev v'natal b'nei me'ayim v'echziran k'shein nekuvim, and the question is whether or not the zev was nikev b'makam nekev or not, there too we could be mekalim, we could be toilet in the zev, and we don't have to be makif b'chlal. Now, what would happen in a case of heicha de'ika l'mitli b'tavcha, or in a case of Ba'i Zev, where you don't have to be makif, but we were makif, and we noticed that it's not daima? Will the fact that it's not daima aser it or not? That remains to be determined, and behem shechashir, be'ez Hashem, will come to understand what the halacha is in that case. Now, we have to clarify four main points over here. First of all, what's the Yisayit Adin that if we're not sure if the Nekev came before Shechita or after Shechita, that we aser and we require Hakafa? That's the first point. The second point is, what's the Pshat that Be'emes, if there is a Tzliya, like it's Heicha de Mamash Meshayada de Tavcha, or Bazei V'Nikev, that in those situations, we don't have to be Makif. And the third point is, in a case where we're Makif, and we find that it's Doime, what's the Yisayit that we're Matarit? Is that Midin Vadai? Is that Midin Safik? And the fourth thing that we have to clarify is, what happens if it's not Daime? This that we answer it, is that Midin Vadai or Midin Safik? So again, the four points are, why do we have to be Makifin in the first place in most cases? Why b'makam tliya don't we have to be makif? What's the yisayda din to be machshir in a case where it's daima? And what's the yisayda din to aser in a case where it's not daima? And we'll be makdim with a machlekes, which we mentioned many times throughout the shiurim of this parak. The major machlekes are rishayim between the shitas of Rabbeinu Yaina, the Rajma, and the Ran on one side, and the shita of Taisvis on the other side. They argue in regards to every suffix treifa. The Rabbeinu Yaina and the Rajma and the Ran hold that every suffix treifa we go l'chumra. And we were mazber apli the shita of the Shmaitze in Shmaitze Hei Periktes, that he says that although every suffix treifa be'etzem has a cheskas heter, which is based on a rave, because rave behemoths are not treifas, they're not born that way. So we assume that we can go b'chazaka that they did not become a treifa. But connected that, there's a cheskas iser, because it started off being aser and we didn't aver menachai, and we hold machzakinan mi iser li iser, according to these rishayim. So chazaka connected a chazaka leaves us with a suffix, and we're machmer we didn't suffix the raisa l'chumra. That's the shitas rishayim of the Rabbeinu Yaina, the Rashba, the Imam, that hold that every suffix treifa were machmer. Connected that, we have the shita of Taisvis. Taisvis is on daf mem gimel amud beis and in other places. He holds that we're makel, and we go basa the cheskas heter. He obviously holds that we're not machzakinam yisr le'yisr, like he says be'emes in Masech Debeitza daf chafei amud aleph, and therefore there's only a cheskas heter, so we are makel by every suffix treifa. Now, let's first be mazber lefi the shita samachmirim, lefi the rishayim that hold that every suffix treifa is l'chumra. This, that if you have a suffix and a nekev, if it came lefnei the shchita or achar shchita, we understand why we have to be makif. Because if we will not be makif, misafik, we will have to aser, midin safik deraisa l'chumra. That's the answer to the first point. Now, why in the case of a tliya don't we have to be makif? So that we spoke out in the previous shiurim, that the Rashba and the other Rishayim speak out, that any time that we see lefaneinu a tliya lahakil and not a tliya lahachmer, such a safik we can be makel. So in the case where it's heichad v'mamash m'shayyada de tavcha or bazev, we see a tliya lahakel. We don't see a tliya lahakmer. Therefore, we can be mekel and we don't have to be baidikit b'chlal. The third point, as to what happens when we're makif and we see that it is daime, we must say that if it is daime, there's a birur that be'emes this happened, the achar shchita, and that allows us b'makam safik to be mekel. That's the answer to the third point. What about the fourth point? What happens b'makom where we're makif and it's not daima? So the truth is, all we have to do is remain with the suffix that we started off with. We don't have to say that when it's not daima, there's a birur that it happened lefnei ha-shchita. The ikar nekuda is that we don't have a birur that it's the achar shchita. In the absence of birur, we remain with the original suffix, and the halacha is, according to these rishayim, that suffix treifa is l'chumra. And Azoy state Mefurish in the Piskei Arid in Arasugya, his shita is also like the shita of Rabbeinu Yaino, the Imam, that Suffolk Trefus is L'chumre. And he says that if it's not Daime, we remain with a Suffolk, which is why the Lach is, we have to be Machmer. Now, we mentioned a Shaila. What's going to be in a case where we have a Taliyah, and nevertheless, even though we don't have to make a Hakafah, we did make a Hakafah, and we found that it's not Daime. Are we going to aser it or going to be machshir it? So according to these shitas, avada the halacha is it's still going to be kosher. Because the halacha is that b'makam safik and there's a tliya lahakel without a tliya lahachmer that we're makel. And we said, alpi the piskei arid, that even though it's not daime, that just remains with a safik. And it's only going to be aser, just like every safik trefa is aser. But being that b'makam tliya, every safik trefa is b'emes mutter, so in such a case where we have a suffix if it was la'achar shchita or lefnei shchita, but we have a tliya, like heichad mamash m'shayyada de tavcha or ba'zeiv, and we don't be'emes have to be makif, but we were makif when we found that it's not daime, it's still going to be mutter. Ad kan, according to these shitas. Now, in the shita of Taisus that he holds, that be'emes suffix treifa is l'kula, that becomes a little bit harder. Because l'chayre, the first point that we have to be makif l'chatchila, that's sarach bir. Why should we have to be makif? Even if, according to the default, it's a suffix, whether or not it happened lefnei shchita l'achar shchita, hare he holds that every suffix treifas is l'kula because of the cheskas heter. So to be masber this, we find two mahalchim in the Gdolei Akreinim. The mahalch of the Prichadosh and the mahalch of the Binas Adam. The Prichadosh in Simen Chav Tes of Katan Aleph says that if we see a Nekev and we don't see any Siba to assume that it happened after Shechita, it's not Heichad Mamash Meshayad de Tavcha, and there's no Ze'ev. Zok the Prichadosh Vezel Shainai, Tfei Iko Lemitli Be'isura, Sha'isa Nekuva Mechayim, V'lei Cholu Be'yadayim, Mele Mitli Be'heter, Shenekuva La'achar Shechita. There's a greater Siba to be Taile that it happened before the Shechita than that it happened some inexplicable way La'achar Shechita. Therefore, the halacha is that in such a suffix, even if Yishita Sotaisvis, we're going to be Machmer. And that's the answer to point one, why we have to be Makif. Masha'enkein, if there is a Zeiv, or it's Heichad Mamash Mashiyad de Tavcha, there we can understand that there is a what to be Taile on why it happened the Achar Shechita. So therefore it remains a Pashat Safik, and the halacha is that we're going to be Mekel Uchashita Sotaisvis. And that's the second point. Now what happens when we're Baidik, and we find that it's Daime? L'chayre, l'maisa in this Safik, we have to be Machmer because we Tvei Ika L'mitli B'Yisura. So we have to say that because it's Daime, that's a Birur of sorts that it happened Achar Shechita, and therefore we assume that it happened Achar Shechita. That's similar to what we said in the Shita of the Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah, etc. And Be'emes, this is the Lashon of Rashi that says that Biyadua Shela'achar Shechita Hi. There's a Birur because of the Dimyon that it happened La'achar Shechita. And that's the third point. What happens, and this is the fourth point, if we're Baitik and we find that it's not Daimeh? So the Emes is, in the absence of Birur, in this case, we're back to the point, like the Prichadosh says, that Tfei Ikalamitli Bi'isura. So we don't need to say that when it's not daimed, there's a birur l'chumra. It could just be the absence of a birur, and we're back to the point that we have to be machmer misafik. Agav, the Prichadosh elsewhere in Siman Lamed Vav, he happens to be of the opinion that b'makom where it's ain't a daimed, it's vaday treifa, and it's medayiket from the lashon of a Rambam and other Rishainim. But it's not necessary according to the ikar pshat of the Gemara. So now, what's going to be in a case where there is what to be toiled on? It's Heichad Mamash Mashayad de Tavcha, or it's Baz Eiv. And we don't have to be Makif. But we were Makif, and we found that it's Ein Edayme. So Be'etzem, according to the Pashtus of the Sugya, that we're not Mechuyev to say that if it's Ein Edayme, it's a Bir L'chumra, and it just remains a Safik. So in such a case, a Safik is going to be Lakula, Uchashita Sataisis. However, Lefi the Shita of the Prichadosh himself, like we said Bishmai, that he holds that it's a Vadai, that if it's Ein Edayme, it's a Treifa. So in such a case, we will go L'chumra. The second shot of Yishitas HaTaisvis is the Binas Adam, and that's in Shar Rei V'Chazokah, Simen Tes Vav, and he's also Mayrich about this Iker Nakuda in earlier Simanim, Ayin Shom in Simen Tes, and in Simen Yud Gimel, and around that entire area. And he bases his pshat in this sugya based on a major Yesod, which is found in the Rishayim earlier in Daf Gimel. The Gemara over there says that what happens if we see somebody shecht and we're not sure if he's a mumchen the Hilchas Shechita or not, so we could assume that Rav Metzuyin Eitzel Shechita mumchen hein and it's kosher. Nevertheless, the Rishayim are medayik from the Shechita Tzarif, and they bring down like that also B'Shem de Ga'inim, that if the person is still around, if it's possible to be baidik if he actually knows the halachas or not, we're mechuyev to be baidik him. And we will not rely on the fact that Rav Metzuyin Eitzel Shechita mumchen hein. A similar yesod is found in Shitas HaTaisvis in Masechet Pesachim Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says that if a person rents a dira on Yud Dalet B'Nisan, so he can assume that it's Bechezkas Baduk. Nevertheless, Taisvis over there is Masber the Sugi over there, that if the Masker is still around, we're Mechuyev to ask him as to whether or not he was Baidikid or not. If it's possible to ask him, we should not rely on the Chezkas Baduk. There's a big arichas on this in the Rishayim, Ayin Le'el and Daf Gimel in the Melchames Hashem, and also in the Rashba, Uba'id Harbe Rishayim. Now, what's the beer? Why can't we rely on the Raven and the Chazaka, B'makim, where it's possible to be Mavar? So there are two Pirushim. The Pashut Pshat is brought down in the Ramban over there. He's Mavor, that because even after the Rav and the Chazaka, it still remains a Suffolk, it's not a Vadai, so the Rabbanim were Machmer and said, you should verify so that you should know Ba'ifin Vadai, and you shouldn't be Saimich on the Rav and on the Chazaka. The second pshat can be found in the Pnei Yeshua, Masechet Pesachim, Daf Tesam at Beis, on Taisus de Viramaskal Hainu. So you do it, Diki Yisoid, from the Pnei Yeshua. Zog the Pnei Yeshua, B'mokam, where it's possible to be Mavar, it doesn't have a Shem Sufik. The Torah only allows us to rely on a Chazaka, B'mokam, where it's a Sufik. If it's possible to be Mavar, that's just a Chasar Nidia. Go ahead and be Mavar. That does not have a Shem Sufik, to which the Torah says you can rely on Chazaka and Raif. If it's not possible to be Mavar, so then it has a Shem Sufik, and B'mokam Sufik, we can mem on like the Chazaka and the Raif. According to Pnei Yeshua, it's a deraisa de ke'inyan, that we have to be Mavar if you can be. And if you can't be Mavar, it's only there that the Torah says Chazaka v'Raif. Now, Zog de Binas Adam, in these two cases that we mentioned, in the case of Raif Mitzuyin et Toshchita Mumchenein and Cheskas Baduk, there, Be'etzem, the animal is Osir until a specific Maisa Shchita is done. So too, Be'etzem, a house is by default not Baduk, unless a Maisa Bedika is done. In these two cases, the halacha is, we have to be Machmir to verify and not be Seimech on Raif v'Chazaka. What about in a case where Be'etzem we could assume it's Becheskas Kashrus? Like a case of treifas, where Be'etzem, Raif behemoths are not born treifa, and therefore each animal, B'memela, is Becheskas Kashrus. Zot Binas Adam, there we have to differentiate whether or not there's a Reya Selefanenu or not. If there's no Reya Selefanenu, then the halacha is we're not Mechuyev to be Baidik. But if there is a Reya Selefanenu, we do have to be Baidik. Adkan the Yisayit of the Binas Adam, and now let's explain it based on the beer of the Ramban and the beer of the Pnei Yeshua. According to the Ramban, which Midrabanan, we have to be Baidik because it still has a Shem Safik, that's only because it has a Shem Safik. It only has a Shem Safik because you have something that's being Mo'er to us Eid Sad that maybe really Be'emes it's a Treifa. Or maybe really Be'emes the animal wasn't Geshachten properly or the house was not Nivdak. But in a case of an animal where there's nothing that's being Mo'er to us that it became a Treifa, there it's not a Safik in the first place. Mitam Vadai we assume that it's Kerov Be'emes and it's Becheskas Kashrus. In such a case, the Rabbanim were not machmer that we should have to be baidik, and we can rely on the din vaday of the Rav and the Chazaka and not be baidik. That's according to the Ramban. According to the Pnei Yeshua, it's also understandable. Because the yisoid of the Pnei Yeshua, that we can only rely on Chazaka b'makam Safik, that's only a Safik dike Chazaka. Dahainu, if we're being saimich on the Chazaka b'makam where we have a tzad lefanenu that it's asur, it has to be an actual suffix that maybe it's mutter, or maybe it's usser. If we could be mevarer, it's not a suffix. But in a case we have nothing lefaneno that's being ma'irat us, it's sad that it's usser, that chazaka is not a din suffix, that's a chazaka mitam vadai. Because the makam where there's nothing being ma'irat isser to us, the raiv and the chazaka in such a case tell us mitam vadai, we can assume that it's not a treifa. Therefore, in such a case, we're not mechuyev to be mevarer. Now, as a side point, this that we said, Bein Lefi the Ramban and Bein Lefi the Pnei Yeshua, that B'makam that there's no Reyesa, the Reiv and the Chazaka have a Din Vadeh, not a Din Safik, that's a Yesoid which is Nafutz in the Achreinim, the Ayin Oid B'Shav Shmaitza, that's Masber according to this, why every time if a person buys an animal and it dies, he cannot withhold payment because of Inholchim V'Maman Acharoid, maybe the animal was really a Treifa, because if you have nothing being Ma'irer, and there's no reyesa, then maybe it's a treifa, the reiv and the chazak are mitam vadai, and it could even be maitzi mamon al piv, ve'ein kana mokaim laharech. Al kaponim, it's yaitzei that we understand this yisayit of the Binas Adam, that only b'makam reyesa are mechuyiv to be baidik, but b'makam that there's no reyesa, we're not mechuyiv to be baidik. And based on this, the Binas Adam is masber, all 4 points in our sugya. In a situation where we have a nekev, which is a suffix if it was lefnei shchita or la'achar shchita, it's true that Be'emes Shchita Sataisus is that Safik Treifis, we can go Lekula because of the Raven of the Chazaka. Nevertheless, we're Mechuyev to be Baidik because there's a Reyes Elefaneinu. And that's the cloud. B'makam Reyes, we cannot be Semecha on the Raven Chazaka, and we have to be Baidik. What about in a case where it's Hechad Mamash V'Shayyad Tavcha or it's Bazeev? Why can we be Taile and go Lekula? Why don't we have to be Baidik? Zakta bin Asadam, because in those situations, it's as if there's no Reyesa Bechlal. It's as if we don't see a reyus lefenenu, and in such a case, we're not mechuyev to be baidik. This, that we consider it as if there's no reyus lefenenu, we were a mayrach on this Be'ez Hashem earlier in the shir on Daf Mem Tes. In the case of Ba'azev, we understand why it's not considered a reyus lefenenu. Because the Zev took away the Bnei Me'ayim, and he brought them back with his teeth or his nails sunk into it with a hole. There's no reason to assume that it happens to be that the hole was there previously, b'makam nekev nokav. So that's not a reyesa at all. What about in a case where we find a hole, and we want to assume that that was done, ayidei the yadayim of the tabach? So we said in the Shir Tadaf Mem Tes, b'shem, the stipler in Kilas Yaakov Simon Vav, that he says in that situation also, it's so matzui that it happened, ayidei the yadayim of the tabach, that therefore the hole is not considered as a reyesa at all. And therefore, we do not have to be baidik. And that's the pshat in the second point. Now what happens in a case where we are baidik and we found that it's daima? So that's considered a birur that it's kosher, and that stems with the lashon of Rashi that we mentioned earlier, biyadua shel achar shchita haya, which is gufa why we have to be baidik in order to be able to verify that it actually is kosher and that it happened achar shchita. What happens if we're baidik and we found that it's not daima? This that it's aser, Be'echreach, we have to say that if it's not daime, it's vaday treifa. Because if it's not daime, we would say it just remains a suffix, we should still be mekel. The only reason why we had to check in the first place was just because we're mechuyev to be mevar. But be'etzem, be'suffix, we're mekel. If the halacha is that b'makom it's not daime, we aser, be'echreach, according to this mahalach, we have to say that if it's ainay daime, it's vaday lefnei shchita, like we mentioned, b'shem the pri chadash, that he's medayik in the lashon and the Rambam, and it's asur mitam vadai. Based on this, what's going to be in the case of our shaila, where there's a makam to be tailored in the adayim of the tabach or bazaev, and you don't have to be makif, but nevertheless, he was makif, and we found that it's ene daime, the halacha is going to be, it's a treifa. Because if it's ene daime, it's vadai treifa, and it's going to be asur. Adkan this inyan, and ayayte in summary, that we have three pirushim, why we have to be makif. According to the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba, etc., you have to be makif because be'etzem, suffix treifas is l'chumra. And according to Taisvis, either you say like the Prichadash, that if there's no ze'ev and it's not hechad mashvash yad the tavcha, so it's tfei ikalimitli be'isura, or you say like the Yisrael Godl of the Binas Adam, that in this situation, we have to be baidik, like those who shayin him, that you can't rely stamazai on a reiv chazaka, but makam where it's possible to be mevar. Adkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings down the memo of Rabbi Yehuda in regards to Nikra Rav of the Keres Achitzayna, where Rabbi Yehuda says, HaGdayla Tefach V'Ktana Beruba. And the Gemara is Masber, L'Gdayla G'dayla Mamish, L'Ktana K'tana Mamish. Ela, if you have a rip, a kera, that's a tefach, even if it's not Rav, that's a treifa. And if you have a kera, that's Rav, even though it's not a tefach, that's also a treifa. And the Gemara asks a kasha in the case of Ruba v'Leavi Tefach, Pshita, that's Pashat, that's a Trefa. And the Gemara answers according to the Girsa that we have, Leitzricha, Dahavi Tefach b'mashahu, Mahu Detema Ademikra b'Tefach Leavi Trefa, Kamash Malon. Now Rashi is Masber the kasha in the Teretz of the Gemara as follows. So Rashi Ruba Pshita, the Ruba Kekulei. And Kepshuta, Rashi is referring to the din of Ruba Kekulei that we found in Kolashas. And the Makar is from a Gemara Masech Denazer Daf Membeis, which learns from a Pasuk, this Klal of Rubik Akulai. So Frek the Gemara, according to Rashi, Lechaira, based on the Klal of Rubik Akulai, it's Pashit, that if it was Nikra Reva Chitzayna, that that's going to be a Trefa. To which the Gemara answers, that you'd have a Havamina, that in a case where if it would be a drop more than Reva, it would already be a Tefach, then in that case it would not be a Trefa by Reva, it would need to be Dafka a Tefach in order to be a Trefa. Now this is a Pel de Keteretz, and Taisus with the Vimas Haruba is already Matmiya on Rashi's Mahalach in the Sugya. Zog Taisus, Uksas Tema, Mai Kamishani, Vechulu, Vamai Salkadaitach Lememar Achi. Why would we have a Havamina to say that because it had dropped more, it would end up being a Tefach, that there already Rav does not apply? That's a Pel. And the Emes is, the Delev Aryeh is Ma'ir on the Lashon of Taisus. It says, Uksas Tema, why is there only Uksas Tema? L'chayre, it's a tema g'dayla ma'ayt. This is what has to be understood in Shitas Rashi. On account of this, Taisus brings a different gears in the Gemara, B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel, with a different pshat, ayin sham. But in Shitas Rashi, it's sarach bir tuva. So the Lev Aryeh over there says a Nifl de Kamahalach, and it's Behektim, a Gemara earlier on Daf Chavtes Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there says, B'zeh HaLoshen, Sha'ani Le'inyan Treifa, De'be'inan Reiv Hanira Le'inayim. Wherever we find the concept of Reiv in regards to Treifa, it has to be a Reiv Hanira Le'inayim. Now this we have to know, that the definition of Reiv Hanira Le'inayim is not so poshut. The Rishayim over there on Daf Chavtes, the Rajba, the Ran, and other Rishayim, they say that Be'achreach Reiv Hanira Le'inayim doesn't mean more than an exact Reiv Mitzumtzum, that it should be a Reiv which is easily discernible, but rather Reiv Hanira Le'inayim just means Lafuke, the Havmin of the Gemara there, that Mechza al Mechza is also Kereiv. Avdem Shteit, you need a Reiv Hanira Le'inayim, which means an emissary Reiv, that's measurable, and you'd notice that it's actually a Reiv. That's the Shita of those Rishayim. But the Taz in Simon Chof Aleph, Sivkatan Aleph, is medayik from the Lashon of Rashi over there on the Chavtes, not like that. The Lashon of Rashi is, Reiv Gomor Shahu Nikr. It's a Reiv which is Nikr, discernible. Zaktitaz, the Kavana is, to more than a Reiv Mitzumtzum, it has to be something that you can readily see to the eye. And the Makar to this Lashon of a Reiv and Nikr is from a Gemara Masech de Brachis, Daf Memchesam and Aleph, which talks about the Indian of Asara that you need by Zimun in order to say Aleikainu. And the Gemara over there says that it's not enough to have Shisha Sha'achlu Dagan, you need Shiva Ushmaina. Zag the Gemara Bezal Lashon, the Ruba de Minkar Be'inan. We need a Reiv Hanikar. So that's also the Kavana of Rashi that says, in regards to Treifa, that you need a Reiv Hanikar. And the Taz brings other Rishayim that are Mavura like that as well. Now, nevertheless, Ayin Sham in the Tua Shar in Simon Chavtes, Sivkat and Aleph, that he says that this is only that Midar Raisa, a Reiv Mitzumtzum isn't a Treifa, and in order to be a Treifa Midar Raisa, you need a Reiv Hanikar, Venira Le'inayim. But Midrabanan Avada Deir Geyser, that even an exact Mitzumtzum Dika measured Reiv is also going to be a Treifa. Why? Because if we'll say that it's not a Treifa until it's Nir Le'inayim, people will become confused. Is this Yeh Nir Le'inayim? Is this not Nir Le'inayim? And it'll become a Matziv where even if it's a Reiv which is considered Nir Le'inayim, people will consider it not a Nir Le'inayim and they'll be Makshrit Shaloi Kedim. Adkan, this Machlaikis, how to understand the Gemara of Reiv and Nir Le'inayim early on Daf Chavtes. Zog the Lev Aryeh goes with the sheet of the Taz and the Tu Ashar, that's the pshat in our Gemara. Because this that were geyser, a Reiv de Einei Nikr, Ato Reiv de Nikr, that's only because that's something which is not measurable. Is it Yeh Nikr, is it not Nikr? But if you have a Treifa that has to do with the shear of a Tefach, Avada, a Tefach is a measurable amount, and there's no Makam to be Taya, is it a Tefach, or is it not a Tefach? So now, what's going to be in a case where you have a Reiv She'enei Nikr, but a drop more than that is already a Tefach. Zakt Levarye, the Gemara is a Havmina, that in such a case, there's no Gzeira to Aser, the Reiv She'enei Nikr. Because there's no Chshash that maybe if it's going to be Nikr, that it's not going to be a Treifa in that case, because everybody knows that if it's a little bit more, which is a Tefach, that's measurable, everybody knows that that's a Treifa, and nobody's going to come to be Matarit. So in this case, there's no Mukam to be Gezer, that the Reiv She'enei Nikr should also be a Treifa, and it's going to be actually kosher. That's the Havmin of the Gemara. And on that, the Gemara answers that no. Once the Rabbana made a Gzeira that Reiv She'ena Nikr is a Treifa, it's true in all cases, although Be'emes, in this specific situation, there's no Mokem to the Gzeira. Adkan the Bira Nifla of Lev Aryeh in the Gemara in Arasugya, based on his Mahalach, how to understand the Inyan of Reiv Hanira Le'inayim on the Gemara on the Chavtes Amud Aleph. Now, this opens up a Mari Dika Choshevi Yisaitis Dika Shas Inyan. In regards to Kol HaTerei Kula, where we have the Loch of Rubei Kekulai, is it enough to have a Reiv Mitzumtzim in order to have the Din of Rubei Kekulai? Or do you need a Reiv Hanikar, a Reiv Hanira Le'inayim to have the Din of Rubei Kekulai? Now, according to the Mahalat that we mentioned of the Rishayim, the Rajman, the Ran, Vechulu, there's no Makar, even from our Sugya, to say that in regards to Rubei Kekulai, you need more than a regular Reiv. Because even the Lashon of Reiv Hanira Le'inayim, which the Gemara says the Gabi Treifa, just means La'afuke Mechza al Mechza, but a Reiv Mitzumtzum is avada enough. But the Fida Sheet of the Taz and other Rishayim that he brings down, that you need Reiv Hanira Le'inayim Mamish, so there's a Makam to be Chayker, is that true for all Rubei Kekulai and Kol HaTerei Kula? Or maybe there's something specific about Treifa that makes it require Reiv Hanira Le'inayim, but in regards to regular Rubei Kekulai, Reiv Mitzumtzum is also enough. And there's an afkamina halacha lemaisa, because in regards to dalar kaisis, where you have to drink reiv kais, so yesh ladon, will there be a halacha according to the sheet of the Taz and other Rishayim that it's not enough to have a Rav Mitzumtzum, you need to have a Rav Hanikar Vahanira Leinayim. So I was Ma'ayin, and I asked many Tamid HaChamim, and nobody was able to point out a Makar that you should need more than a Rav Mitzumtzum. And in fact, Al Pi Pashtus, the din of Rubik Akulai is Shayach to the regular din of Halchanach HaRav. And as well as Yidua, also B'Shem Reb Chaim, in Chedushi Agrach HaLashas, and Masechet Baba Kamed of Chav Zayin, that he says that even the regular din of Rav Achri Rav Lahatis in regards to Sanhedrin also incorporates the din of Rubei Kekulai. And regards to the regular halacha Rav that you find in Kol Teri Kula, the Lashon and Shas all over the place is that Mechza al Mechza, there's no Rav. Mashma, as long as it's more than Mechza al Mechza, there's a din of Rav. And nobody requires 7 out of 10 like we find in regards to a Zimun of Asara in Masechet Brachos Daf Memches. Mashma that the din of Rav and Kol Teri Kula is even a Rav Mitzumtzum, and Memela Pipashtras Rubik Kula is also an Indian of Rav Mitzumtzum. But Mitzad Sheni, in our Sugi, we do have a Makar that in order to have the din of Rubik Kula, you need a Rav Nir Leinayim, and a Rav Mitzumtzum is not going to be enough. So there are two Mahalachim that you can go on this. The first Mahalach is that Enechanami. In Rashi in our Sugi, we see that the Kalal of Rubik Kula and Kol Teri Kula requires a Rav Nir Leinayim. Because in the Gemara's Kasha of Ruba Pshita, Rashi's Mefarish Ruba Kekulai, Mevura that our Sugya is going with a din of Ruba Kekulai of Kol Teri Kula, and the Gemara's Teretz is that a Rav Mitzumtzum is only going to be a Trefa Midrabanan, and that's why there's a Havmin, and in this case there's no Gzeira. But on a Deraisa level, a Rav Mitzumtzum is not a Trefa, and you need a Rav Nir Leinayim. Hare Mevur that for the general Klal of Ruba Kekulai, you need a Rav Nir Leinayim. V'chein matzasi mefurish b'toich divrei atvua shor in Simon Choftes, that he says that Lefi Rashi is going to come out that hu adim b'chol terekula, you need a Rav Nir Leinayim. This is a meridik chiddush that we have to be mefarsim on billboards around the world. That's one mahalach. The second possible mahalach is that no. Even though Rashi be'as says Rubei Kekulai, could be he doesn't mean a din of Rubik Akulai Shematzina B'chol Teri Kula, like the Gemara Masech the Nazar Daf Mambez learns out from a pasuk, but he means a miyuchadik halacha in regards to Treifa is just using the wording of Rubik Akulai as a borrowed term. And the makar to such a mahalach is as follows. Because Be'emes, the Gemara earlier on Daf Kavtes, shtels to the inyan of Rav of Treifa to the inyan of Rav Simonim in regards to Shechita. Now, in regards to Shechita, we also find earlier, Gemara earlier on Daf Yutes, that uses the terminology of Rubik Akulai. But the Maisa, it's not clear if the terminology of Rubik Akulai in regards to Rav Simanim means the din of Rubik Akulai Shematzina B'chol Teri Kula, or it means an extra din of Rubik Akulai in regards to Shechita. Because the Gemara early on Daf Chav Zayin, in the beginning of the second parak, is medayik from the Lashon of the Mishnah that says HaShechet, that it's mashna that it's only B'dievet. But the Chatchila, we need the entire Simen, and Rav Simen is not enough. Now the Ran over there in the beginning of the second parak, he says that behachreach this that lechatchila you need kulai that's only midarabanan, because harezak the Ran over here there's a din of rubik a kulai shemetzino and kol terikula, which is learned out from the pasuk in Nazir daf membeizam and aleph, and we never found in the kol terikula that lechatchila you need kulai mamish. Behachreach the fact that you need kulai mamish in regards to shechita is just a din derabanan. Ad kan divrei Ran. Umevur that he learned that the inner of Rubik Kula regards to Shechita is a din of Rubik Kulai of Kol Teri Kula. Now the emes is the Bach in Aruch Chaim Siman Tofayim Beis in regards to Dalek Kaisis, he says that b'makar from the sugya of Shechita that says you need Shechita's Kol Siman, you see that Rubik Kulai lechatchila needs the entire thing, not like the Ran, and that's why by Dalek Kaisis lechatchila you need to drink the whole Kais and it's not enough to do Rav. But Akapanim from the Ran it's Mavur, not like the Bach. The Ran is clear that the general Klal of Rubik Akula and Kol Teri Kula does not require Lechatchila to do Kula. Even on Lechatchila level, you can do Rav, and it's a special halach in regards to Shechita. Nevertheless, we found Rishayim that say Mefurish, that this that Lechatchila you should do Kol HaSimen, it's not Midrabanan like the Ran, it's on a Deraisa level. I and Rashi, earlier on the Chafal from Adbeiz, with the Vermaskel, the Inim Avdol B'Simen Echad, I in the Kesef Mishnah in the beginning of Hilchashchita that says so on the Das Rambam, and so too other Achrayim are Medayik like that in other Rishayim. So we see that even on a Deraisa level, Lechatchila you need to do Kulay. I, the Ran, has a Taina that b'chol tarei kula, every din of rubik kulei does not require lechatchila that you should do kulei. So the beer on this is that be'emes, in regards to shchitas simanim, these rishonim are going to hold, the fact that rav is enough has nothing to do with the general klal of rubik kulei. Because the limud of rubik kulei, the nazir daf mem beis, is in a chetimtzah where you have a halacha, a din ba'alma that you need rav, so there's a din taira that rubik is kulei. But in regards to shchita, where the Indian is that the Maisa Shechita should be mafsik chiyusei, it should take out the life of the animal, there a din of Rubik HaKulei is not going to be enough. And that's why be'emes, lechatchila, you need kulei in order to be a kosher Shechita. The fact that Raiv is enough is Mevura and the Gemara and the Chavches Amad Aleph. The Gemara brings down a Braise, Tanya, Rabbi Eimer, Vizavachta Kasher Tzivi Sicha. The Lashon HaTorah is mashma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already mitzavah to Moshe Rabbeinu the Hilcha Shechita. Zok Rebbe Melamed Shenitztava Moshe Al Haveshet Val Hakane Val Reiv Echad Ba'if V'Reiv Shnayim Bebehema. Mevor in the Lashon HaGemara that there's a halacha l'Moshe Messinah, a meyuchad dik halacha l'Moshe Messinah in regards to Shechita, that Reiv is enough. V'ayin Shom B'Taisus, the Taisus says B'Remez, how you see it from the Lashon of Ka'asher. Harei that be'emes, the klal of Rubik HaKula and Kol Tarei Kula does not apply b'chlal to the Inyan of Shechita. And be'etzem, imishum ha, by Shechita we would need Kulei Mamish. It has to be Mapich Yusei with an entire simen. The fact that if you do right, that's also considered a Ma'aseh Shechita, that's a special halacha l'Moshe Messina that says that in regards to Shechita as well, Rav is also enough k'kulei. But you need a bezunder halacha, and it's not nichlal in the regular din of Rubik HaKulei in Kol Tarei Kula. Lefi that, who had in regards to Treifa? Because like we said, the Indian of Rav Simanim in regards to Shechita, the Gemara Shtel Su, to the Indian of Rav in regards to Treifa. And the Pshat's going to be, because the Gabi Treifa also, where it's an Indian of being Mafsik Chiyusei, taking out the Chiyus of the animal, the regular Klal of Rubik HaKulei, which is Gzak Gvar Naf Dinim, doesn't apply. And the fact that Rav makes it a Treifa, is also going to be a Chelik of the Halacha L'Moshe Messinai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told over to Moshe Rabbeinu all the Yudchas Treifas, included in that was, that Rav Keres Achitzayna is also going to be a Treifa, Kemoy Kulei. And who had then all the other Treifas that have an Indian of Rav? Harei lefaneinu lechayra mafurisha machlekes rishainim. If the Indian of Rav that we find in regards to Shechita and in regards to Treifas, does that have to do with the regular klal of Kol Tarei Kula of Rubik HaKulei? Or that's a special halacha l'Moshe Messinai in regards to Shechita and Treifas that Rav also has a din of Kulei in regards to this as well. Based on this, we can be masber pshat and shitas Rashi and Arasugya. Because Rashi and Arasugya could also be going like shitas or rishainim, that hold that the Indian of Rav in regards to Shechita and Treifa is a special halacha l'Moshe Messinai. It's not shayach to the general klal of Rubik HaKulei. And that will be going Rashi Shitase that he says in Chafal from Adbeis, that in regards to Shechita, lechatchila, even on a deraisa level, you need a simon shalem and Rav is not enough. So it's going to come out, though when the Gemara says Rubik HaKulei and Afyates Amad Alef in regards to Shechita, and when Rashi says Rubik HaKulei in Arasugya, it's just a borrowed term from the general klal of Rubik HaKulei, but really it's a miyuchat dekadin in regards to Shechita v'treifa, and it has no shaykhis to the general klal. Therefore, we can say that only in regards to this din does the Gemara say, Shani linin treifa debin and rav anir le'inayim. And the Gemara comes out over there that huad din l'gabi Shechita you need a rav anir le'inayim. This special halacha l'Moshe Messinai, where it was gezakt gevarn, that a rav of a simen, or a rav of a treifas has a halacha of kulei, that's only by rav anir le'inayim. But that b'chlau does not indicate that by the general din of Rubik HaKulei that's learned out from a pasuk in Nazir Daf Mem Beis, and that's zugestelt to the halacha of Rav, of Hochanach HaRav and Kol Tarei Kula, that there too we would need a Rav in Yer Leinayim. Avad over there, a Rav Mitzumtzim is going to be enough. And Mimele, in regards to Shtias Dal Kaisais, Avad a Rav Mitzumtzim is enough, V'lei Mitzinu, that you should need a Rav Hanikar in regards to that. So we can take down the billboards around the world, because halacha of Rav Anir Le'inayim in Arasugya is specifically local to Treifa and Shechita and has no shaychis to the din of Rubik HaKulei in Kol Tarei Kula. Ad kan the two mahalchim, how to understand the concept that Rashi says of Rubik HaKulei in regards to Treifa. And ad kan this shir, Masechta Chulin, Daf Nun.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekhaimis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.